actually, I'm doing this for the benefit of the next speaker. And in fact, I'm going to make Vijay and Rico look really good because I couldn't talk for 15 minutes about the problem statement. The problem statement's been out there for almost three quarters of a year. It's been pretty stable in the last two revs. There was absolutely no discussion of it on the list. So I started a discussion saying, really, guys, is there any discussion about this on the list? So is there, does anybody have any issues with the problem statement? You notice how we're not going through the problem statement because we've been talking about this for a while long enough. So, you know, read it if you, how many people have read it? That is cool. I would just then hand it over to the esteemed chairs of what to do with this document.
Publish it. Publish it. Publish it.
Go ahead, John. Would you like to? Okay. So I think one of the things we'd really like to do, since this is a charter item, and at the last ITF, at least, there were some people saying that they did not quite know what the problem statement was, but I believe by now everybody has a very good idea. So what I would like to do is to take a hum, and the decision of the hum, the statement of the hum is, should we adopt the problem statement draft Morocco Alto problem statement 05, right, as the deliverable and a working group agenda item. Those in favor of doing that, please hum. Those against? All right, you have a good consensus, Eric.
Pete Resnick, I waited until after that was done to bring this point up. So none of the drafts appear currently on the working group list. And I'm actually fine with the way this is going forward, is taking them in as working group items, but really, irrelevant of what happens, all those things should be plunked into working group documents, even if we, you know, then decide, okay, well, this one we're either going to rewrite completely or do something different with. It made it real hard before this meeting to catch up with all the drafts, to kind of not have it in my regular list of things, but I had to go look at the Alto alternate page and get all those drafts together. It would help a whole lot if you just made them working group documents and then decide what to or not to do with them.
I believe that was the decision at hand. I don't think there was previously a measured consensus to adopt them as working group documents, right?
Again, I think there's a distinction between whether the working group is going to take on an item as we're going to go forward with this particular version of the draft or switch it out. I think they should all appear on that initial working group page as, it's always the way I approached it, and the chairs may decide differently or the AD may decide differently, but I prefer to kind of have anything that's a potential working group item that the working group, that the folks in the working group have been looking at, listed on that page.
Are you saying mechanically that we should have draft ITF Alto problem statement 00 or?
Of course, the name doesn't matter. It's just whether it's got the little working group check mark on it for the document tracker, right?
My understanding, anyway, is that very intentionally we don't put documents that are not working group items, as in draft ITF X, on the working group pages. At least that's the convention I'm familiar with. So,
Martin Stimmering, also, let's say we have the mailing list. We have the first thing on the Alto page is go to tools dot blah 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 Alto, where all the drafts are listed. I think that's fair enough.
I believe the standard practice across every single working group right now is only working group drafts are supposed to be listed on the internet drafts on the working group page, and the secretariat maintains that. I don't know if that policy has changed in recent years or anything, but I think that's the case, Pete.
Okay.